better way to get better at football than playing football. So, like, you know.
Taylor's going to finish it!
I've always been confident in my abilities. I think, you know, I'm a guy that can go out there, and I always believe in myself that I'm going to get open and make the play if they throw me the ball.
The third. Ryan, end zone shot for Pierce. He caught it! Oh, what a play!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Colts Cast, part of the Pigskin Podcast Network. We are here to talk about everything and anything Indianapolis Colts. My name is Eric Smith, co-host of the Colts Cast. Alongside me, as always, I have co-host Jamal Lawrence here.
Yo, yo, yo.
Good to be back, everyone. I know y'all hate hearing Jamal's takes, so I'm back. I'm ready to give it to y'all. Please be sure to follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle is at the Colts Cast. Instagram is at Colts Cast. We're up on YouTube as well. Go ahead and search the Colts Cast up on there. We'll be the first ones to pop up. All right. So for this episode, we're going to be switching it up a little. You know, we've talked about the head coaching search, you know, the right quarterback to draft, Chris Ballard, end of season recap, things like that. So let's change gears. Let's talk about Matt Ryan. Let's talk about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz. Y'all remember him. The other number two. Everyone's favorite Colts quarterbacks of the last 2 years. Jamal, I'm going to start. I'm going to just start by asking this one simple question. Who was better for the Colts? Who performed better, you know, Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz?
Man, right off the bat. All right. Let's get rolling then. Carson Wentz. No question about it. Go ahead and say Carson Wentz. It's pretty simple to me, and for more reasons than one. Just taking it straight from the top. When I think about the battle of the number two, who wore it better? It's bad because it was a sloppy thing for both of them. I really do think so. Carson Wentz, he came in with kind of a tarnished past. So I kind of want to give a quick little history lesson on him. We remember, of course, he's with the Eagles. He's with Frank Wright. He's with Dougie P when they won the Super Bowl. He was injured that year. Nick Foles, yada, yada, yada. We all know the little Cinderella story. But what a lot of people forget about that, besides the fact that Wentz was injured that season, Wentz was devoured all year long by that Eagles terrible, terrible, terrible offensive line. He was on pace to be the most sacked, like, I wish I'd remember how many it was. But he got torn alive while he was with the Eagles because their O-line was always letting him get hit. And Wentz wanted that kind of, to me, that has to put fear in your eyes if you are a quarterback where every time you touch the ball, you're getting hit. Now, Wentz did run the ball a lot. Wentz did take a lot of probably unnecessary hits because he didn't like to slide a whole lot while he was there. He was just, he's a bigger guy, so he took a lot of hits. But when you look at that number, and I'll pull it up before the end of the episode so I can definitely tell you guys, there has to be some fear in your eyes, some PTSD. Eric, do you recall him getting hit a lot when he was in Philly?
Hold on. The 2017 Super Bowl run year? You said they had the worst offensive line?
Well, not the worst offensive line. Well, maybe I have my year mixed up, but he got sacked one season while he was there. He just got eaten alive. Maybe it was the 2016 season, his rookie year. I'll have to pull up and see.
I was going to say, because the Eagles had one of the best, if not the best, offensive lines during that Super Bowl run. They had an all-around, just amazing, great team that year. But I can tell you right now, who do I want to pick for this? I will agree that Carson Wentz did perform better. Now, before we start talking about this, I wanted to preface this by saying I thought Matt Ryan was an upgrade over Carson Wentz. But let's talk about it. Carson Wentz 2021 stats when he was with the Colts. 3,563 passing yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 8 fumbles, 6.9 yards per attempt, 62.4% completion rate. And he was 9-8 under center for us for those 17 games he played. Matt Ryan this year, 2022, 3,057 passing yards, 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 15 fumbles, 6.6 yards per attempt, 67% completion rate. 4-7-1 record under center, and that's 12 games he started. So I think we're just giving it to you guys straight. Carson Wentz had the better year. He had the more efficient year. Not by a jaw-dropping amount, but it was more efficient. However, I believe Carson Wentz played behind an above-average offensive line. Some would even say it was elite. Matt Ryan didn't get that luxury. Matt Ryan also didn't have the MVP-level Jonathan Taylor from 2 years ago running the show. Jonathan Taylor didn't have a great year this year. So I think for that first question, yeah, Jamal, I think we can all agree Carson Wentz had the better year. You know, Matt Ryan's year this year was disastrous from start to finish almost. And he got benched multiple times. He was the league leader in interceptions at one point. Fumbles, things like that. It wasn't a great year. Wasn't all his fault, but Carson Wentz had the better year.
Yeah, he did have the better year. And sorry, I want to just to clarify for everybody. So the year I was talking about was the 2020 season, his last year with the Eagles, where he only played 12 games and he had been sacked 50 times in those 12 games. So he just got devoured, eaten alive, when he only played 12 total games for them. So the kind of segue back into what I was getting with, though, is when I think about Carson Wentz at that time, you know, he gets sacked 50 times in that 12 game span. And then you come to a team like the Indianapolis Colts. I can only think mentally that he's in a different place. He wants to try to turn something that someone new, try to reinvent himself. And what better place to do it than with the Indianapolis Colts, where his prior offensive coordinator is now his new head coach. We walk into that 2021 year. As you mentioned, I'm not going to go back through all the stats because you just said them. The biggest one that stands out to me out of all his stats, though, Carson Wentz for his 1 year with the Colts was 27 touchdowns to 7 interception ratio. And we all know that anyone who talks about Wentz and will back him on any given Sunday will say, well, we always take a look at that 27-7 ratio, which I do agree that ratio speaks for itself compared to the Matt Ryan, 14 touchdown, 13 interception ratio. That's just not good. But exactly what you said, Matt Ryan arguably had a much, much worse O-line, and it wasn't too many well, I guess the sacks, if we would have kept on that pace, it would have been a lot more because Matt Ryan was sacked 38 times over those 12 games versus Carson Wentz, who was sacked 32 times over 17 games. So 5 extra games, a few less times. But the consistency for the offensive line was there when Wentz was there. Obviously, we had a starting five that kind of ran the show versus losing those pieces of the puzzle when Matt Ryan got there. And exactly like you said, you know, we take a look at JT. No one can deny the year he had last year versus the year he had this year. But when I think about that 27-7 ratio, I think of Carson Wentz as he was more of a check down player than what Matt Ryan was. I think that Matt Ryan, as the season progressed, he checked down a whole lot more to the tight ends, to the running backs. But Carson Wentz typically didn't try to throw the ball that deep while he was with us. He liked to keep the ball pretty short on average. So Carson Wentz, I think that he had a different style kind of than Matt Ryan did. We look at he ran the ball 57 times for 215 yards. Matt Ryan, he ran the ball for 27 times for 70 yards total during his 12 games he played for us, with the big one being 39 yards. So that's very skewed for him, which we know he is more of a pocket quarterback than Wentz was anyway. But when I just think about their style of play, we look at Wentz, who averaged 30 attempts a game, Ryan, who averaged 38 attempts a game, that's a significant difference. And I know, again, we can go back to JT having an all-around much better year. But when I think about Matt Ryan, I think that, or the Colts organization, I think that we kind of abandoned the pass game, the run game early on. We just said, all right, it's Matt's a thrower. He's a passer. He gets, 4,000 yards per season every year. Let him do what he does best. And so I felt like there were times throughout the season where we were pressured to throw the ball more. Matt attempted to throw the ball more. There were a couple of games where he had, 40, 50 plus attempts. That's just something you wouldn't see out of a Carson Wentz. So I definitely think that with the style of play that we had, we look at what they both brought to the table. The Colts, I just, with a good heart, I can't say that I think that Ryan was an overall better quarterback. I think that if the roles were flipped, do I think that Wentz would have had as good of a year, that 27-7, as he did if he were with the Colts this year? No, I don't think so. But I do think that the turnover deficit would not be as bad as the Matt Ryan 14 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. Because we also just can't deny the fact that Matt had 18 total turnovers during his time there. 15 fumbles, 5 of them were lost. So 10 of them were recovered. So really, even though we didn't turn the ball over, you could still toss another 10 on there. You can make it 28 total, losses, even though we didn't lose those 10. So I know that's why you can't use that. You know what I mean?
We lost plays. We lost downs, basically, because those were just, free plays for the defense. Whether we lost 5 yards or just didn't gain any positive yardage, it's still a fumble. It sucks. I'm not going to argue with you there. I would say Carson Wentz, as far as the deep ball goes, I'm still going to say he's a better deep ball thrower than Matt Ryan at this present time. He's younger. He likes that hero ball type of play. But I'll throw another question at you. Let's transform the question. Would Carson Wentz have been better with a second year in this offense under Frank Wright instead of trading for Matt Ryan?
I think so. I think he would have, because Carson Wentz played injured with this Colts team his first year. He still played injured, double ankle sprains. He got hit, even times he got hit. He was injured throughout the entire season. I think the only game he missed was because of COVID, that game against Arizona, where didn't he play that game? I think they changed the rule that week, so they got a chance to play. But besides that, anything that he missed was due to injury. So Colts definitely had him in a spot where he was playing through a lot of pain. And I do think that with the second year of learning this offense, he would have thrived better. He would have been able to adjust, because we look at it. I mean, I think historically, if we look at quarterbacks after their first year of joining a new team, after they've been with one, I can't imagine their stats less Tom Brady, obviously, where they tailored everything towards him, can be that good. We had a different quarterback each year for 5 years for Frank Reich, but Frank finally had a quarterback who he was familiar with. And a Carson Wentz. So I think that they could have continued to modify this offense to a little bit more to Wentz's likings and abilities, and figured out a way to spring him even farther in this offense.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. But before we talk about that, let's talk about our sponsor at DraftKings. 4 NFL teams, 2 conference championship games, and only a few more shots to win big on the playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL, counting down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Not a new customer? You can feel the conference championship thrills with stepped-up same-game parlays. Take your shot at an even bigger NFL payout and boost your winnings with each leg. You add up to 100%. So we'll be looking at some of those today with the conference championships. I don't know which one you're looking at, Jamal, but I think the Bengals and Chiefs game is a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that game will be more exciting, but I'd be a liar if I didn't say I already got my stepped up parlay for the Eagles and 49ers game. I got a 50% one, so I didn't put a ton of legs in there, but I'm at 50% right now. I may lock another one in, because I think you can do one for each game, one for the early game and one for the late game. So
50% boost is better than 0% boost. Oh, yeah. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championships and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Look, Carson Wentz. I have some good and I have some bad to talk about him. Let's start with the bad. Well, no, I want to start with the agreeance, Jamal. I think another year of Carson Wentz, it would have been an experiment, but it would have provided QB stability. with what I don't know. I always that quote from Ryan Kelly always stuck to me, how he's always snapping the ball off to different quarterbacks, you know, every other game, it seems like, to him. So like, maybe if it was just Carson Wentz in there, what would have happened? It could have been better. A lot of those fumbles might not have been snapped, or a lot of those snaps might have not been fumbles, things like that. I don't know. Could have been better chemistry. So I, after seeing Matt Ryan play this year, you're just like, yeah, maybe Carson Wentz might have been better. But I do know Carson Wentz doesn't come without his flaws. You know, I think a lot of his issues are masked by great supporting cast. So like, whether we talk about his slow read progressions, pocket awareness, pocket poise, his mentality to only, he wants to be the hero, you know, things like that. I feel like all of those were hidden in years where he didn't have the ultimate offensive crew around him. So, for example, 2021, I think he had a way better cast than Matt Ryan did in 2022 with the Colts. You know, great offensive line, great run blocking, great running game. Didn't have to be that guy, you know? He didn't have to, although he wanted to be, because that's Carson Wentz. He just needed to make sound decisions, limit mistakes, get the ball in the hands of your playmakers. Very simple concept. We all know how the season ended. That was the Jaguars, man. The Jaguars. That's the kryptonite. But his season stats, you know, masked his incapabilities, I feel like. We keep talking about the 27-7 touchdown interception ratio. Yeah, he can do a decent stat line when he has a great offensive line. You know, what happens when he's pressured? What happens when his first read isn't there? Things like that. You know, 2017, I believe, was another year. Career year for him. All behind a great offensive line, great coaching, some good weapons. Alshon Jeffrey was still there. Great defense, talented team. Rodney McLeod knows all about that year. Got a Super Bowl ring from that. All's that to say, you know, Carson Wentz does nothing to create his own success. That's what I believe. It's already laid out for him. Plug and play almost. Any quarterback could have had relative success in those systems. I feel like putting Matt Ryan in that 2020 season, or 2021, I'm sorry. I think things change, you know. Doesn't take as many fumbles, doesn't take as many sacks, has less interceptions, things like that. That's what I believe.
No, you hit some super valid points there. I hope I can remember them all, because I want to touch base on just a couple of them real quick. But the first one, I definitely think when, like you were just talking about, where it was the plug and play, where Carson Wentz, there were times during last season where that 2021 season, where he put unnecessary stress on himself. Like taking the ball, pushing it to his left hand, and trying to shuffle it out to someone else and getting an interception. Those were those mistakes where you could have just fallen down, you know, and you're right. And you could have avoided all of that. That didn't happen just once. That happened multiple times during the season. So you are 100% spot on when you say that. So I definitely think that it was a perfect situation for him in this offense. But kind of going back to what you were just saying with Matt Ryan, who would have been able to flourish a little better in this offense too. In the 2021 offense, I do agree he would have flourished a little better. However, one of the biggest mistakes I think that Reich made with Carson Wentz last year, and which I think this would have turned into a problem with Matt Ryan if he had been here last year, is the fact that I felt that Frank Reich wanted Carson Wentz to be that guy. He wanted him to be someone he wasn't, and he wanted him, and I'm sure it was a confidence builder back up again. You can look at Carson and tell that he is like a deer in the headlights sometimes when he's out there. You know, he just kind of gets lost. And I think that Reich, more often than not, wanted him to be the hero out there. He wanted to take it away from JT and make it Carson's game. Because some of the games the Colts lost were games where the Colts abandoned JT and just let Carson keep throwing it, trying to force stuff down that didn't need to be forced. and all of a sudden errors are happening, whether that be an interception or just losing on three and outs. Now we're punting the ball. Now we're in a position where we're trying to play catch up or play from behind. So I think what will scare me in that situation is, had we had a JT being explosive as he was last year with a Matt Ryan being there, would they still have ventured to let him do his thing and run the ball the way he did? Or are we still going to let Matt Ryan still try to throw the ball 30 some odd times? Because a quarterback like him, and I said it all season long, a stat patter like that, they're going to get their stats. You know what I mean? They're going to get those numbers. So I'm glad, you know, we'll never know, because JT may have not had the year he had. But it's one of those situations where I can only stop and think, could Frank Reich have said, I know JT's having that year. I know he is, but Matt Ryan is our veteran. He's our guy we brought in here to take us to the next level. Because all the Colts did was they got rid of a 2016 GMC UConn Denali and said, we'd rather have a 2008 Cadillac Escalade. Exact same car, made by the same company, but it has that luxury badge on it. It's an 08. It's older. It's more run down, but it has that luxury badge on there. So they're like, well, why not keep something that's in theory nicer because it's an Escalade, but it's a run down, beat up old Escalade when you had a 2016 GMC Yukon that you could have still put a little bit more time in the mechanic shop, fine tuned it up, and probably had it go a little better. I don't know.
So, you talk about how Carson Wentz, how Frank Wright wanted him to be that guy. Are we sure that happened? Are we sure Carson Wentz didn't want to be that guy because he didn't want to be coached? He didn't want to run the right plays. He didn't want to play in that system. Are we sure?
Well, you know, I think if we go back and watch interviews with everybody, we can definitely probably pinpoint that a little more. But I do know for sure there were games last season where Frank Reich said, Carson is our guy. We want him to be our top player. And that's not, don't quote me verbatim on that because that's not exact verbatim, but he said it in multiple games that Carson is that guy and he is the leader.
I just feel like the identity of the Indianapolis Colts that year was always strong offensive line, strong running game. That's what's going to carry them to the playoffs. They had a pretty good defense, things like that. But, you know, we talk about coaching. Scouts and analysts, we're always talking about the guy who has the intangibles. So let's talk about one of these intangibles. Can Carson Wentz be coached? Because you brought up Frank Wright wanted him to be that guy. I'm not so sure Carson Wentz just decided he wanted to be that guy. History and the grapevine agree that no, he can't. We've heard reports on how Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz would clash back in that season. They weren't always on the same page. He would audible plays into what he wanted, like not what was best, you know, for the actual, you know, whether he needed 5 yards on the second and five or he just wanted to throw it down the field 30 yards to try to get that huge, huge play. He wanted to be that hero. He's always wanted to do that. How about leadership? He didn't have the locker room.
No,
he didn't have the locker room. Lack of accountability. Is he accountable? Yeah. See, like things like that. I don't think he's as bad as Zach Wilson, but you get where I'm going here. He doesn't lack those intangibles, those qualities we need in a quarterback. A lot of these things might have been unsourced, but you know, his play on the field is pretty evident when it came to things like that. So
Can I counter that though? So if we know these things, if we've seen what Doug Peterson has said all this time, you know, not all this time, but you know, over time, and you as the head coach is Frank Wright, you know these because Frank Wright is responsible for recruiting him out of college. He went out there to North Dakota to watch him play multiple times. You know, they had a friendship, they built a bond over religion way early on. And before the draft process even started. So Frank Wright, I say this because, I mean, Frank Wright has been with him for years, for what it's worth. Frank Wright knew the kind of person that you're going to be bringing in the building, and you still said, listen, this is the move we have to make. We're going to give up XYZ. I'm going to convince Ballard to convince Ursay that we need to give up XYZ because this is a move we have to make, knowing those intangibles, you know, aren't there. I don't know. It's a slippery slope. I don't know.
Yeah, hindsight's a little different.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do know that he might have thought they were bargain shopping there. Hey, we can bring in Carson Wentz when he's at his low and revive his career, research, like, see where Jared Goff's at with the Lions.
Yeah.
Like, he's looking like they might not need to draft a quarterback right now. Like, things like that. So, plus that might have been, you know, his guy, like, he's buddies with and stuff like that. So, that's how I look at it. Now, he took a gamble on it. It didn't pan out. And I think he, because like Carson Wentz to me, like his ceiling's, you know, it's like,
yeah,
and he's had an MVP year before, but then his lows, I mean, they're, it's low. So I think Frank Wright thought he was going to get somewhere closer to that high ceiling. And he took a gamble. It didn't work out. Now we're talking about should they have, you know, gotten a second year with him, seeing what QB stability is really about. Because Frank Wright, he's coached like five different QBs, I feel mm-hmm. like, in his years in Indianapolis. And now he's got a job in Carolina. He's the first head coach to be picked up. Like, this is that maybe they felt like they just got Frank Wright. Like, they feel like they're in good shape now. Because I thought Steve Wilkes was going to be that guy. He was the interim head coach there. The players liked him, things like that. No, they're bringing in Frank Wright. So, I don't know. This season makes me think about a lot of things, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation about Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan. Nobody's having that conversation. We all just want to say Carson Wentz is this bad. And I have talked a lot of bad about him, but I'm wondering if that second year would have helped us out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I'll be the first person to tell you, man, dude, I talk so much bad about Wentz. It's not even funny. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat any of that. The same way I talk bad about Matt Ryan this year as well. I do think, Keanu, what you spoke about earlier, though, when we think about the differences between those two guys, Matt came in as this is a new chapter for me. I'm making this my team. He was aggressive. Every report we heard about Matt Ryan from the day he stepped foot off that plane was get in their ass, you know, you do it my way or no way, versus a Carson Wentz who we know didn't have any control over them. I feel like he could have tried, but the respect wasn't there. People respect Matt Ryan because of what his past was. Now, I also have to ask myself, did that backfire to some extent? You know what I mean? Is it something where a Matt Ryan comes in here? And again, I'm not speculating that he did this, but I'm just having fun, you know, playing devil's advocate with this. Maybe Matt comes in really aggressive. Maybe when he's telling players, get your ass on the line, you know, fuck this, fuck that, whatever the case is that too aggressive where they're like, whoa, who, you may have gone Super Bowl, but you got beat 20, you know, you're up 28-3, and you got beat, dog. Like, don't talk to me sideways. You know what I mean? Like, I can only think that there has
to let this nose tackle by me. So.
Exactly. Like, is there, could there be a situation where maybe their aggressiveness can backfire? I don't know. I never heard that it was a problem, but I'm just curious because you have way two complete split personalities with that, because Matt Ryan on TV, I feel like, is a completely Matt Ryan than you get in the locker room. Matt Ryan knows how he knows how to speak in public. You know, he knows what to say and what not to say, but I could see him in the locker room being completely different. So I would be interested to see.
All speculation, man. All speculation.
Oh, yeah. It's all fun.
Yeah, it's all fun and games. But
you know what's not fun? Or, sorry, you going to say anything else about them?
No, no, go ahead.
Okay, as I say, you know what's not fun in games is, saw a report today that JT just had ankle surgery. So he had surgery today, or he's either A, had surgery today, or B, is about to have surgery. But he's hoping he'll be back up to 100%. So fingers crossed this will get him right. But it's kind of weird to me that he waited this late to have surgery. I mean, he's been on IR for a minute, you know. I know they didn't plan on bringing him back. I don't know, maybe they just wanted to see what the healing process would be before
he was probably trying to explore all his options. I think saw that he wanted, you know, he thought this was the best option for him. So
okay, that's fair.
He probably was just exploring. But yeah, I hope a full recovery for him, man.
Oh yeah,
we really need him back out there. He's one of our best weapons. Pending a CJ Stroud or whoever gets back there, hopefully in April.
Yeah,
I mean, they're gonna need all the help they can get. So
for sure,
I want my Colts to do well. Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan. I think because I haven't really picked. You know, would Carson Wentz have had a better? Would Carson Wentz been better with the second year instead of Matt Ryan? I don't want to answer that question because I have points for both sides, but I think right now after seeing Matt Ryan's year, it's just I'm always going to favor that what if scenario. What if Carson Wentz did have a second year under Frank Wright?
For sure,
but you know, could have they done better than four wins, like stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's easy to say yeah because they went 9-8. But.
For sure, and I personally have to think that you know. Even if the tables are turning, it was a 1-1 deal. I still think that Wentz would have been better at evading some of the pressure that came this year with the O-line being as bad as it was. But does that, I mean, the mistakes can happen again. I've seen him multiple times throw the ball left-handed, you know, just because he was trying to figure out a way to do something with it. So I don't know. I mean,
I think age is caught up to Carson Wentz as well, too. I feel like he's not as athletic as he used to be. Yeah. But then again, like, not as athletic as he used to be. And then, like, the stature. Like,
you're right.
It's hard to be worse than that. So,
yeah.
Who knows, man?
Who knows?
All right, everybody. That's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We'll be back next time to give you some more.